Great. Welcome everyone to the Monday, July 28th meeting of the Madison Arts Commission. Thank you for joining us on this irregular date. And I am gonna quickly turn it over to staff for the reading of the standard language about meetings. Thanks, Mary Rose.
Absolutely. Madison Arts Commission members, please use video if you're able so we can ensure we have quorum. If you wish to speak, remember to use the raise hand feature. Also use the raise hand feature to make a motion or a second. Voting will be considered unanimous. However, if you object to a unanimous vote, please use the raise hand feature when the chair asks for objections and a roll call vote will be taken. Members of the public who have registered to speak, you will remain muted until called upon, and then staff will unmute you. You will have 3 minutes to speak, and staff will tell you when your time is up. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Thank you. Chair, the floor is yours.
Great. Thanks so much. To start, I would look for a motion for the approval of the June 10th meeting minutes. Yep. Okay, we have a motion from Alder Martinez Rutherford. Is there a second? And a second from Bethany. Great. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, then we can move to a vote, and we can assume a unanimous consent unless anyone would like to object or abstain. Seeing none, the motion carries. Next, we can move to disclosures and, or sorry, move to public comment, and we have a number of people registered for public comment. Looking at the registrant list, it looks like we have Tori Tepp, who I see registered for agenda item number one, wishing to speak. Tori, thank you for joining us. And if you'd like to unmute, you can have 3 minutes.
Hi there. Thanks for inviting me to this meeting. I'm just here to listen along, and I was told to click the button to say I want to speak. So mostly I'm just here to get information and to hear what's happening in relation to the day job arts call for artists. So I'm hoping to see what information may be available to me moving forward. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Great, no problem. Thank you so much for joining us. Then looking, we have a number of registrants also registered for agenda item number 10, which is the Day Job Community History Public Art. And first on that list, we have Raina Rickman. Is Raina here? Okay. Doesn't seem like it.
Nope, I'm here.
Oh, you are? Sorry. My apologies. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I'm using my phone, and I usually do Zoom online, and so I'm very.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Well, thank you for joining us, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Okay, so I was involved in the Save Lake Mendota Drive project, and one of the things we proposed was that because Lake Mendota Drive has all the effigy mounds and is basic, there's a Ho-Chunk village and things like that, we proposed a Ho-Chunk history trail. And got the support of 250 people from the city in no time at all. And also were told by Bill Quackenbush, who was involved with the Ho-Chunk, he is their tribal preservation leader, that if asked, he would help us with that project. The city rejected that, and this is in some ways a follow-up for me, but it was done very quickly because what I was hoping to do was to coordinate three projects. One, Jerry Butler, who does wayfinding installations about water, and he's got a history of doing that. Jean Delcourt, who is a sculptor, and he is going to talk about his sculpture. My role was as the storyteller and the person who was going to document this online. One, the actual three projects. I'll tell you about the third project in a minute. And then also possibly have some kind of storytelling experience. And the story I have is my story, but I would like that to be informed by a conversation with the Ho-Chunk. And so that was one of the questions I actually had is our team is the Lifeways Institute, which is Kevin Finney and Keisha Balak, and they actually have the ability to make dugout canoes, and I have built one with them on Madeline Island, and in order for them to actually recreate the experience of building a dugout canoe, we need to have a community that is known to show up for the event. And so my job today was to ask you who is on the TJOPE committee and whether we do have a direct connection already with the Ho-Chunk Nation so that we could reach out to them and begin that collaboration, because that's an important part of the story for me as somebody documenting this online in story form and also in, you know, just a informational form, but also that third project really can't be done without a recognizable community. They don't just come here and show up and do a demonstration project for the neighborhood. So I'm hoping someone can help me a little bit with that. And also I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much. And though probably not appropriate, I would say that yes, we have been in working in collaboration with a number of individuals who've been working on this project to bring it to fruition for a number of years, and look forward to hopefully providing some insight in our discussion. So thanks for joining us. Next on the
when is the discussion?
We have a number of things on the agenda. Hopefully some of it is we're going to pass via consent, and then it'll be like kind of the first or second item discussed, but we have to do some introductions. We have a new member.
All right. Thank you.
But the meetings are recorded as well. So,
okay. Thank you.
Yep. No problem. All right. Next, to speak in, just available to answer questions. So we have a number of individuals registered, available to answer questions, to speak to item 10, Chrissy, Jerry, and Charlotte. And then moving on to the last registrant to speak for agenda item number 11 for the Bartolan Men's Shelter Percent for Our project, we have Al Jacoba Epstein here to speak in support. And Jacoba, thanks so much for joining us. And if you'd like to unmute, you have 3 minutes to speak.
Great, thank you so much. Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, I'm just here to represent the work I put into the proposal before this, and just to also answer any questions in case they come up. That's pretty much it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking time to be here, and we will get to that item in a little bit. But that seems to be everyone that is registered specifically to speak. There's a number, as I mentioned, there's a number of people that can speak more specifically to agenda item number 10 when we get to that. But then moving on to cover disclosures and recusals, just wanted to take a moment if anyone wanted to require make any disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code, which we all agreed to serving as commissioners. I guess only because she is stated specifically by name in the second proposal for the Bardawan Men's Shelter. My partner is Julia Matthews, the District 12 Alder, who is explicitly named as someone who would be engaged in collaboration, and that, but that isn't affecting my opinion at all, or scoring or anything like that. But given that she is explicitly named, I thought I'd mention it. But if there is nothing else, then we can move forward. And as communicated prior to this meeting on Friday with the email from Mary Rose, we are hopeful to move a number of agenda items to a consent agenda, which is something that we haven't necessarily done previously, though this is extremely common in most other bodies that exist within city government. It's just something that we haven't necessarily done, but there is, in fact, a lot of items for us to talk about. And so I guess just so everyone's aware, the general intention behind the consent agenda is we will take items to recommend them to all be grouped together and voted on as a group. And generally, the items which specifically are not included are items which, one, have registrants wishing to speak, or two, items in which us as the body of commissioners want to separate out for discussion or debate purposes. And so I guess I look to staff for a second because we don't explicitly have a consent agenda document in front of us unless you have already prepared. Thank you. With the specific items that staff had suggested, we consider in a group. So I guess I would look for a motion for okay, and that is a motion from TL, and then is there a second? A second from Bethany? Great. Is there discussion on the motion or any questions for staff? I guess I would also just seeing that this isn't something that we've necessarily done in my entire time with the commission. Bethany?
Love this. We should do it more.
Great.
And I'll second what Bethany said.
Great. Hopefully, this is definitely something that we can work on getting in the routine of. This just seemed like I would speak that, staff had indicated some desire just given some of the other items on the agenda that surely will take more discussion and time. So is there any further discussion? Seeing none, then we can move to a vote. All in, I guess I should probably like explicitly state what the numbers are because having watched common council meetings. For the consent agenda, by voting yes, we are looking to whatever recommend move forward with all the proposed actions that are stated here, which is agenda item number 3, Legistar 88894, amending the capital budget to transfer $80,000 to planning for the Percent for Art. We are looking to, I guess, just accept or see the 2024 Percent for Art annual report, approve, which is agenda item number 4, agenda item number 5, the 400 block West Gilman art plan, approve 3 art projects as proposed, which includes Stephen 59 on Portobello facade, Derek, Bluish bike path designs, and then increase the number of Dragons Fly by Michael Young from 4 to 6. We'll endorse the community project and accept temporary mural by Emily Bales Lee on the CARES office at 1234 East Washington, and approve agenda item number 7. Approve annual size artworks as the consulting artist for the Mifflin Street Plaza redesign. And then finally, accept ownership of the Wisconsin landscape mosaic mural by Arnold Zwetz, which will be installed at the Madison Parks Division Lakeside offices. And with all of those things, we can accept, or we can have this carry via unanimous consent, unless anyone would like to object or anyone would like to abstain. Great. Seeing none, the motion carries, which means we can move on to agenda item number 2, which is introductions of new Madison Arts Commission members. And we are so fortunate to be joined by Greg Doby. Welcome. And generally, we just quickly call on people, have a chance to just introduce oneself a little, just like the barest amount about your background. And I guess just due to time, we'll skip maybe a fun icebreaker question. But Greg, we've definitely met before at some point in the past. My name's Nick Pivich. I serve as the chair here. I've been with the commission for, I guess it's 3 years. In my day job, I work at Madison Community Foundation, and I really come to this work through booking concerts in undergrad on campus, and I have my MBA from the Bull Center for Arts Administration. And I guess I'll just call on people as see fit. Papa Cobina, you're in the upper left if you want to go.
Hello, can you guys hear me? I'm Papa Cobina, founder director of the Hitters Collective. We're an arts collective that preserves street culture. We offer arts and dance education to the youth and community. We coordinate multifaceted events and offer creative art services. That's my full-time job. And I've been on the board for almost a year now, I guess. Yeah. And welcome, Greg. Nice to see you. Nice to see a familiar face.
Next, Bethany.
Hi, Greg. I'm Bethany. I'm actually terming out of the commission, or did term out, but I'm still here until we have a full commission. So you may not see me for very long, but I've been on the commission for 8 years, I guess it is. And I am the director of public programming and business operations for Garver Events, which operates Garver Feed Mill.
Great, thank you. TL, I see you next.
Hi, Greg. Can you hear me okay? I'm good, cool. I'm TL Luke. I am a professional illustrator here in Madison. I am also the chair of the public art subcommittee of the commission. So if you end up joining us over there, you'll see me a lot there. Otherwise, I'm actively involved in many, 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 many City Madison and other nonprofit local arts organizations. So very happy to have you. Welcome.
Ren, I see you.
Hi, Greg. Happy to have you. My name's Ren Ladasser. I
By day, I'm a graphic designer. I then do otherwise a lot of fiber art. I teach your classes all around town, and then I'm a costume designer as well. So you'll see work by me at the Overture. Yeah, that's about it.
Great. Angela?
Hi, Greg. Nice to meet you. My name's Angela Johnson. My day job is I'm teaching faculty at the art department at UW-Madison. I teach community-based art classes, and I also have my own small art business. So I do custom commissions and teach workshops on photography and installation art all around the state, and am a creativity coach as well. So welcome.
Alder Dina Nina.
Hi, nice to meet you, Greg. Nice to have you on board. I am Alder Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford. I have been on this commission for just a few months, but I'm very happy to be involved. Pardon me. I'm a stand-up comedian. I've done that for almost 20 years, as well as a performer, actor, and a crafter.
Thanks. Staff, Karen, obviously you know Greg. Is there anything you want to say? You can say no.
Thank you for joining us, Greg. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Great. Mary Rose.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for being here. We met briefly. And I'm really glad that you followed through and applied and joined. It's exciting. So thanks for joining us.
Anna, are you here? Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Greg. I'm Anna. I work with Karin and Mary Rose. I'm kind of like the admin person, but I do have a background in the arts because I majored in studio art and art history in undergrad. So, yeah.
And Greg, if you want to say anything, thanks again for joining us. We're so glad.
I can't hear Greg.
Yeah, you're
I'm
not
sorry.
Coming
sorry,
through.
Greg. Not coming through. My mic is on. It's very, very, very subtle. I can hear you like a little bit in the background.
If you go to your audio settings, this was my issue earlier too, to like turn up what the input volume is.
Yeah, that's turned up quite a bit. I'll talk louder. How about that?
Yeah, yep, sounds good.
All right, yeah, I'm cranked. But like I said, it's an honor to be on this board. You know, you guys do some great work, and I'm looking forward to learning and collaborating and helping move the mission for this organization, for this commission. So just to give a little bit about myself, I'm an all-around creative. I'm graphic designer, a videographer. By trade, I'm a platinum producer. I've worked with several music companies and record companies in my day. I have a rich history here in Madison for the music and the arts. I've hosted several conferences. I don't know, I just have a heart for Madison and the culture and what the arts brings here. We have such a rich city with the arts, and it's just a pleasure just to be here and to be able to cultivate that.
Well, thanks so much. Really, really excited that you're here. Just looking at the agenda, with everything that was voted on via the consent agenda, it looks like then we can come to agenda item number 8, which is the standing committee assignments. If I'm following things correctly, and I guess I'm sure staff, you're working on bringing up what we have.
Yep, just a second.
No problem.
I want to make sure I open the correct file this time so there's
Yes.
no
Yeah, no problem.
create confusion.
It is so nice that we are on agenda item 8. I just need to say that again. Good stuff, consent agenda.
Also, the getting to know you question, maybe we can do that with Greg at another meeting when we don't have such
Yeah, of
level of
course.
Totally agree.
discussion.
Yeah.
No,
I
of
use
course.
it all the time now. I love that question that you asked last time.
Thanks.
I know, I feel like I had a good one ready for this
Oh,
one too.
darn.
Next time, next
Next
time,
time.
next time.
Well, staff is bringing up the document, just as a reminder that we have a couple committees. We have the public art committee, we have the grants committee. Great, thanks, staff. And I guess if I want to turn it over to you, I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, I can. So we have two subcommittees and well, two active subcommittees. One is the Public Art Program Committee, which TL mentioned earlier. TL is the chair of that committee, and that committee meets once a month, typically shortly before our general MAC meetings on typically on Mondays over the lunch hour. We try to keep those to a tight 1 hour meeting when possible. And they review a wide variety of different public art projects, everything from things using the Municipal Art Fund funding to Blink proposals, which is our temporary public art process, a commission process, as well as like even, providing feedback on percent for art. They often do the first phase of scoring for things. We were unable to have quorum on our last meeting because we did lose one of our commission members, moved out of state, who was serving on the public art committee. And so now we're down to just three voting members currently. So that commission, that subcommittee, we're looking to have members join. And then the other subcommittee that we have is our Arts Grants Committee, that's currently active. And that committee, so Greg, everybody who's on the commission scores grants. So you will partake in that process next spring, hopefully. But this committee really focuses on diving in deeper into the grant process, like reviewing the effectiveness of the call of the applications, finding opportunities for improvement, making sure that we are doing the right outreach and engaging and making sure that applicants can use our grants. So currently, Anna January, who is absent this evening, is the chair. TL and Papa Kubina and Bethany serve on that committee. And then you'll notice that Nick is ex officio as chair for the commission. He attends both of those meetings, but is currently not technically a voting member. We do have another committee, an outreach committee, but it's currently inactive. We are not staffing or using that committee at the time. So I think for those who are in the room, I think the only two commissioners who currently are not on a subcommittee are Ren and Greg. And so we figured we would put this on the agenda and give either of you an opportunity to, if you would like to do so, register, sign up for one of these committees. The Arts Grants Committee, I didn't mention, they normally meet on a weekday evening at like 4 o'clock. And those are all of these meetings are always virtual so far today. And that meeting also, we do typically, we try to keep most of our subcommittee meetings to, around an hour, so they're not a huge time crunch. And the Grants Committee only meets, I want to say, three times a year. Nick, do you remember? Is that, I think
Yeah,
it's like
it's three or
three times a year.
four. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a ton. Yeah. So if you have questions for staff or if you're interested in signing up for one of these committees, now is the time to do so.
I will volunteer for the first one. Let's go. The Public Art Program Committee. I did not realize that that was a once a month, 1 hour meeting. So that is doable.
And I will say, as chair, I am very diligent.
I love
We do not
that.
go over that hour.
I love that. Okay, great. That's good to hear. So, yeah, sign me up for that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just as I guess this is a question that I kind of know the answer to, but I guess for the benefit of the whole for the whole commission, these subcommittees are, I guess, staff, like, could you speak to the subcommittees and them being on like an ordinance and how they are formed and maybe the need to have guidelines or also the fact that I could in fact be a voting member?
Yeah, Karin, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, I mean, just to be brief, I started this job in 2006 and inherited this committee model. I don't know, I can't put my, there was 6 months between my position and the person who left it, so I didn't really get a trail of crumbs. So if there was some guiding legislation that gave the rules for this, I don't have it in writing. We typically inherited a system where the chair does not vote or count towards the five, the quorum. Anyway, when we were investigating why is that and do we have to keep that way, why can't Nick vote, we discovered that really we can't find any of the documentation that explains it. So we will likely have to go through a process of formalizing, the committee rules, sometime in the coming months so that we do have guidelines, bylaws, whatever you want to call them, to go by. So that will
Yeah,
happen.
no, that's totally fine. Thanks. I just wanted to kind of get that on people's radar that that is something that has kind of come about and part of this moment when we have had a fluctuating commission due to a whole bunch of personal life changes and things like that regarding being unable to meet due to quorum or not meeting quorum. So I just want, thanks, Karin, for speaking to that. Sorry for bringing it up without warning, but I think just to let people know that it's something that is on the radar of staff and something that we as a commission and the committees themselves will help set up. And I guess, and right now, by no means, Greg, feel pressured to pick something right now. We can definitely circle back on this conversation in the future. So, with that, I guess if there's nothing else we need to do with this agenda item, we can then move on to agenda item number 10, which is Legistar 81439, the De Jope Community History Public Art. And we were all emailed the applications this past Friday by staff, and were asked to score. And additionally, as stated in the attachment to that email, TL and myself, as well as staff, were able to meet with members of the De Jope Community History Art Project, which just because people are new, and I know that we had, I'm also just rambling to give staff time to maybe pull things up, but this has been a project that was originally funded by Madison Community Foundation to support this work being done on campus. It was then identified over the last number of years that campus maybe wasn't the best entity to facilitate those dollars and to facilitate the project, given the community-wide scope. The money has since was returned to the Madison Community Foundation, and now we, Madison Arts Commission, are acting as the stewards to help facilitate this project, given the locations identified, such as public parks and other spaces. So with all of the applications, kind of a open call that was put out to propose, with site choices and things like that, how the artists wanted to do the art. And I guess staff, if you feel that that's like enough of an introduction, I guess I would turn it over to you for to discuss the scoring that was done.
Sure. I think Mary Rose will pull up the scores, and I'm just going to read a little bit as a reminder from the media release and the guidelines. But just as a reminder, our goal with this project will be that we place temporary public art at five different locations that was determined by the Ho-Chunk community group that met to discuss this opportunity. And so we want a project at each of those five locations, and those locations all have learning themes that were very carefully considered, that you probably saw in the guidelines and in the applications when you were reading them. But basically, the Capitol is about removal and resistance. Tenney Park is about values. Spring Harbor and Merrill Springs is sort of about the springs, lakes, and rivers. Arboretum and Lake Wingra, the land. Olbrich Park and Hudson Mound. Hudson Park, the mounds. So there's not doesn't have to necessarily be a correlation tie, but we do want to touch on all those learning themes and all those locations in the ultimate project. And I think we can look at scores.
Okay, did that work when I switched between tabs? Are you
It
guys seeing
did.
the
Yep.
okay?
Correct.
And I'm just gonna so briefly, just as a summary. So I received scores from everyone who's able to score, and what you're seeing is an average of that score. And then I'm just gonna scroll down slightly because we ended up having 16 proposals, so you can't quite see everybody in this view. Airtable doesn't really have like the perfect like zoom out fit to screen, but so that is the bottom there is at the 16th row. But then I think that's all from Steph. Karn, did you have anything else?
Not unless TL wants something clarified or any of the commissioners actually.
I can add to it after if I'm not sure if we Bethany wanted.
I just had a quick question. What's the total budget?
The total budget for artwork we think is 40,000.
Okay.
Yeah, so happy to jump in here. The only other thing that we really talked about, which I will be reflecting in the motion today, would be that we discussed. Should I just motion? Should I just go ahead and since I'm gonna be yeah, okay. So I would like to motion to invite all artists whose admissions scored a 76 or higher to develop their highest scoring proposal when applicable. So there are a couple of artists in here that got a few proposals moving forward in that 76, but the top scoring proposal for those artists for round two of the Dajope Community History Project. So again, that's a motion to invite all artists whose admissions scored a 76 or higher to develop their highest scoring proposal for round two of the Dajope Community History Project.
And just to reiterate, that's as selected by staff right now on the screen that you're seeing. So Jean Delcourt, proposal number one, Melanie Talmadge Sains, Christopher J. Sweet, proposal number one, Dakota Mace, Maxwell MKs, June Whittle, Soldier Whitehorse, and Tori Tepp. Is there a second on the motion? And then we can discuss. A second from Angela was maybe a little bit quicker than Papa Cobina's physical hand raised. Great. Is there, so I guess, Just, I guess this is a question for staff. Obviously, some of the fun of this project is our best to pair or artist proposals to locations, and there's multiple locations, and at least from what I'm seeing here on the screen, as you have highlighted, Spring Harbor is not the preferred location for any of the ones that were just moved as the preferred, but there are some that exist as the alternate learning, right? So, great.
And it might be helpful to clarify too that the next step in the process will be for the artists who were recommended in TL's motion to attend an orientation where we actually do site visits for all the locations. And the intention of staff is to not really like assign somebody a specific site until we have those conversations with all the artists and we go through the orientation process and we can kind of see where the proposals develop. So there's a little bit of flexibility there, and I think the goal is to not have any artists feel like they're totally locked into a space yet because we want to make sure that we hopefully can afford to do a piece at one piece at each of the five learning locations is really the goal.
Great, thanks. That speaks a little bit, I think, to my general question. Is there any other questions for staff? Otherwise, is there discussion on the motion? If not, we can. I'm just giving people a moment to ponder a moment longer. Seeing no further discussion, I guess we can move to a vote then. The motion that we are voting on is to have the artists that scored 76 or above to with their top scoring project to move to the next part of this process, which would include site visits with staff and further development of proposals, which would then come back to to this body for further review. Unless we can assume unanimous consent, unless anyone would like to object to the motion. Would anyone like to abstain from the motion? Seeing none, then the motion carries. Thanks so much, everyone, for taking time to score. Thank you, artists who all submitted, people that are on this call. Excited to continue this conversation. And the ability to have some really meaningful work throughout our community. And just because your piece wasn't necessarily advanced forward doesn't mean that the conversation or your participation needs to stop now. Obviously, as part of the guidelines and part of the call, there's a lot of opportunity for public engagement and continued growth and community learning. So thanks so much. Then moving on to agenda item number 11, which is Legistar 832-93, the Bardawan Men's Shelter Percent for Art project. We as a commission were also asked to score the submissions for this project as well, and I'll turn it over to staff for a little bit of information via presentation.
Great, thank you, Chair. So this is a Percent for Art project for a piece on the facade of the first purpose-built shelter in Madison, which is on Bardawan Drive. And you can see the rendering of the building here. The building is pretty far along. We just learned from our colleagues today that the exterior is basically done. The design for the location for this mosaic was developed by artist Lillian Sizemore, who consulted on the project and had the vision to create a piece on the facade in five segments that matched the rhythm of the glass across the rest of the building. So the mock-up that you see here, this is just placed in as a placeholder, but the specs of this site, as determined in the RFQ, were really identified as those five sections on the facade. And then we also provided the artists in the RFQ with some materials and specs, dimensions, and all that kind of fun stuff, so they understand exactly the scale of the project. So that was what we were looking for, as the call was issued for a mosaicist who had experience creating outdoor mosaics to fill in this site. And then I will share the scores and then hand it over to I guess TL, if you want to talk. Did we talk about this at the Public Art Subcommittee? I don't even remember, but I just always assume that.
Don't think we did.
Okay.
I
We did not.
know,
We
no,
did
I'm
not, you're right.
like, I know of it colloquially. Wow, I can't say that word right now. Colloquially, whatever. I know it informally.
Yes, yeah. So if anybody has questions for staff, let us know. But this is how the scores fell, and thanks everybody so much for scoring. I know between this and De Jope, it was a lot of scoring on a tight turnaround. So thank you guys.
And just to clarify, are we then inviting the like single top score
Yes. Oh, yeah.
from the
Thank
board?
you.
Okay, perfect.
So in this process, we're inviting a single artist to proceed directly into the design and production phase. The goal of this project is the building is supposed to be opening hopefully in quarter one of 2026. So we'll be working with the artists and the engineering staff to figure out next steps relatively quickly. And yeah.
It would be helpful to have a first choice and a second
Oh,
in
yes.
case something goes wrong in the negotiation with your first choice.
Great. Bethany, I see your hand raised.
Yeah, I'd like to motion that Laurel True be awarded the design commission with Laura Jacoba Epstein as an alternative.
Great. And TL, is that a second?
That's a second from me.
Great. Just a question for staff. Could you, I know it was briefly touched on, but could you speak a little bit more as to with the mural, or sorry, like this project being identified as part of the design or development of the public work, or like the engineering project that is building a building. And why in this case we're moving with a single person related to the timeline as opposed to other projects where we might have design opportunities for design and finalists, as was the case with the public market mural. Could you just speak to that just briefly?
So, this project went through several iterations. Initially, it had a larger land footprint, and when Mary Rose and I worked with the stakeholders, what elevated was as a design idea was to have a labyrinth designed. So we were going to work with Lillian Sizemore to help coordinate, sort of a public labyrinth making process. And we had kind of gone down the path with her on that, and Mac had voted on it and everything. It was expected to happen. And then they had to fit into a smaller footprint because of funding cuts. So then we pivoted and worked with Lillian a little bit more to talk about, well, what other surfaces or what other possibilities are there? And the architects and the engineers seized her idea that was about mirroring the windows to create, you know, a similar architectural feature that will tie the whole project together. So she worked as a consulting artist for a little bit to get that kind of conceptualized and set. But essentially, that whole process ate up a lot of our time to get to this point. And so by the time we were able to advertise this call, in order to finish the project close to when they're going to be ready to open the building, we, you know, used half of our art time basically already. So no, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, thank you. I just, again, I think that just, you know, to continue to speak to some of the complexities of public art and how things happen related to city processes, especially related to artists working as part of teams versus locations or sites being identified in projects in which artists come to at a later time, is helpful. So thanks for just a little bit of how we have gotten to this point and why this project might be different than others that we have considered and surely will consider in the future. So thank you. Is there discussion on the motion, which is to have Laurel True as be awarded with Jacoba as a secondary alternate. Okay. Okay. Seeing none, then we can move to a vote, and we can assume unanimous consent unless otherwise stated. Would anyone like to object to the motion? Would anyone like to abstain to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. And that then brings us to, is this the last item? Right? To the administrative updates, agenda item number 12, Legislar 87172. And staff, I turn it over to you for updates.
Mary Rose, do you want to run through them?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So starting off with a big thank you to those of you who were able to join us for the Austin Brantley unveiling. It was a huge success. I don't know. It was very exciting. And Austin's sculpture is in. And if you have not seen it, please go check it out. It is over off of East Washington in the Darbo neighborhood, right next to the mixed use bike path bridge. And we will have that's being voted on for acceptance by council at the next Common Council meeting. But so please check that out. And then trying to remember what else is on there. So we just launched the call for the Imagination Center of Percent for Art project. So this one will run because we have the timing to do so. It'll run like a more traditional RFQ process where we, for those of you who are around when we went through the Metro transit process or through it would be kind of similar to the Dejo history project, but we won't have they won't come to us with ideas most likely in the initial phase. So the first round closes August 27th, and the goal is to have artists submitting past experiences, projects, really general qualifications. We'll select finalists at the September MAC meeting, and then we will have a orientation and site visit in October, and then they will design over the winter, and then they will return in January with those designs. We'll have a opportunities for public feedback in February, and then at the that'll close right before the February MAC meeting, which
we still don't have the dates exactly for that. But sometime in mid-February, there'll be a MAC meeting. And at that meeting, we'll review the designs and then it'll go into fabrication. And we hope to have something complete before the Imagination Center opens in September of 2026. So we're a little over a year out from install for that. So we have enough time to try to run through the full process. Let's see, pavement painting. We are partnering with our colleagues in traffic engineering, Karin, or who is the, it's the bike ped coordinator, right? That's
Yeah,
running
but it's
that? Okay.
traffic engineering. Yeah.
Yep. So our colleagues over in traffic engineering are received a grant to do some pavement painting, to do traffic calming and help just bring more awareness to pedestrian and mixed use paths and crosswalks. And so we used the some of the artwork that you guys voted on in the existing art call. And we don't know exactly how many intersections or exactly the designs yet, but we have but they are proceeding with using some artwork from a few of the artists, hopefully, that were selected out of the existing art call. And once we have the final information on where and what that's going to look like, we will bring that to a meeting to share with you guys. Okay, we completed Southwest and Southeast area plan workshops last week. So for those of you who aren't familiar with our planning process, the city uses area plans where we basically break up the whole city into different big chunks, and then they do a full planning process for each section, identifying things like land use and parks and open spaces and traffic needs, and arts and culture are part of that. And so Karin and I led workshops last week with stakeholders from within those area plans who either work or live within those areas to talk about, the future of arts within those sectors. So that was completed last week, and I think they will have recommendations coming out in their first round of draft recommendations coming out in the fall. So you might see some promotion around draft recommendations for the area plan, and we invite you guys to, read and be engaged on the recommendations, especially those related to arts and culture. And last but not least, we have the Far West Maintenance Facility Public Art Engagement Plan. So this is another Percent for Art project for a maintenance facility that is going to serve parks, streets, and fleet over on the far west side of Madison. And this building is going to be a totally new build. And the engineering team worked with us to incorporate the requirement for an artist into the architect and design team. So they, when they did their RFQ call, those teams had to submit with an artist serving on their team. So Karin and I went through the interview process with them, and the team that ended up winning the bid is called Sketchworks, and they're working with artists out of the Twin Cities that are called the Milligan Studio. And we met with them last week, and they have an initial public engagement plan, which includes this is the save the date part of this. They are doing a community event on Thursday, August 21st at the Fire Station 12 on the west side in the community room there. And we'll send out all this info to you guys should you want to attend. They'll be connecting with local residents and stakeholders at that meeting. And then on the 22nd, the next day, they're going to be attending a staff picnic for the Streets Division so they can engage with some of the users of the site. The building is primarily not very public focused, so they don't expect a lot of members of the public to be coming to this building or onto the site. And if they do, it'll be for fairly short periods of time. So our goal is to make sure that the public art, that the percent for our budget really is publicly accessible and visible to, people who are driving and walking by and who live in the neighborhood. So we are working with the artists and the design team to make sure that that is a priority while also serving the users of the site, which are, city staff from streets, fleet, and parks. Okay, did I miss anything, Karin? I think that's a lot.
No,
That's
perfect. Perfect.
okay.
Thank you.
a lot,
Great.
but it's everything. Thank you.
Yes, update.
Yeah. Okay, and then last is 13, which we always have, which is the press and publicity And we did get some coverage of the installation of Austin Brantley's sculpture, Mother and Child. If you want to check out the articles attached in 8, Legistar 87169. Otherwise, I think that is everything. And I could have asked my fun question, but we'll save that maybe for the future. But with that, is there, I would entertain a motion to adjourn? A motion from
motion to adjourn.
CEO
yeah.
With a second from Alder Martinez Rutherford. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, thanks so much, everyone, for your time.